You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our show a man that's been here on several occasions. He is the general manager and all-around good guy representing the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, formerly called the Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island, Jack Nicholson. Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks, Mike.
It's great to have you back again. We'll find out about what's been happening at the one of the newest theaters in southern New England. The Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts is a beautiful facility which has been refurbished. They took the shell of the old Park Theater and turned it into a very, very comfortable place to see shows, hear music, and all. It's just a wonderful spot. You did a great job.
Thanks. We feel that we did do okay with that, and we get a lot of people that come in and just can't believe what it looks like, including people that used to come there when they were younger on their first dates or to see the movies. So it's nice.
Right. It's nothing like the days of old when you might remember the old Park Cinema, but right now it's got creature comforts. It has some beverage facilities throughout the building and flat screen TVs and great restrooms, and the chairs themselves in the theater are very comfortable.
Very large. They're like living room chairs. And we also have a rapidly growing part of this is the choice of having a dinner before the show. We're finding more and more people are choosing to do that.
Right in the same facility, a nice dining room available.
So right, you can do
that. Right next
door.
Right next door. And don't even have to go outside. So that's all great. We'll find out about more about the theater itself, but we have a program coming up in May that we're going to be discussing today, a big weekend in May, which is going to be a big musical weekend, which is a focus of this show, and that's on May 21st. You're going to be having the Doo-Wop in the Ocean State. Is that the right title?
That is exactly the title, Doo-Wop in the Ocean State. A couple of very talented young promoters are bringing this in. They've done doo-wop in other parts of New England, and they're anxious to do one with us. They're starting off with Charlie Thomas of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and his Drifters, one of the most famous doo-wop groups from the old days. And they have some great songs that a lot of people will recognize, the first of which that comes to mind is This Magic Moment.
This Magic Moment, a great tune that I'm sure a lot of people over the age of 35, as I say, will remember. So we're going to play that for you right now, get you in the mood about this, and we'll give you some more details when we come back.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of
sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, oh, oh. Magic moment. Magic moment. Magic moment. Oh,
oh. That brings back a lot of memories, that's for sure. This magic moment. And one of the things to consider is that this is going to be just the way you just heard it. The whole band, the orchestra, all the instrumentation is going to be there right on the theater stage. That's going to be great. It's going to be an event not to miss, and that's May 21st, Jack. Is that correct?
Exactly. At 7:30 in the evening it starts, and we're actually going to have three bands on the card. The Drifters are the top band, but there are other very good ones behind them.
All right, we'll talk about those other bands and maybe hear some other music in a little while. If people are interested in getting tickets, they can do so by going to your website, right, which is what?
RICPA.net, R-I-C-P-A, short for the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts, RICPA.net, or the Park Theater. They can get to us either way.
Oh, great.
One from a historical road, another from a more contemporary road.
And if they want to, they can even call the box office, right? You have phone number to call?
Yeah, we have a phone number, 467-7275. 467-7275.
That's area code 401, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we also have people come in during the day. We're open from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. every day of the week, and 12 noon to 6 on Saturdays. And we're open on Sundays only when there's a show on that Sunday.
Okay.
In this weekend will be the case coming up.
That's right. But in this particular situation, in the next few weeks, you want to stop by there and walk in and see for yourself how great the place looks and pick up some tickets for the doo-wop in the Ocean State, 7:30 on the 21st. Speaking of the doo-wop on the Ocean State, the Drifters, that was a great tune. They had lots of great hits. And this next one will also be a memory teaser, perhaps not quite. Well, I don't want to say not as big. Maybe it was just as big.
I'd say it's right up there. It's almost a dead heat. If I recall back all those years back there,
We're not even going to tell you the title of this. You just remember it.
This is my very first song, folks, along with Benny King and Doc Green and Ellsbury Hobbs. It's on Atlantic Records, Lieber and Stoller had a lot to do with it. Benny King wrote the song that says, boom, boom. Wonder where she's found. I broke her heart. It made her cry. Now I'm alone, so all alone. What can I do? What can I do? Me for a fool.
That certainly was a memory test and brought back a lot of memories. There Goes My Baby. Great, great tune. And this is a treat for our audience. Obviously, don't get to hear this kind of music very often, but a lot of our audience can remember those days very vividly. And this is a kind of show, one show, right? One show that night, 7:30. So this is a one-shot deal.
One-shot deal just before the summer really gets underway, full blast, I guess you could say, with Memorial Day following it. And doo-wop has a big following around the country.
Sure,
you see it on public broadcasting. You see it on various other media. And thankfully, a lot of this talent is still around. We're hoping to do two doo-wop shows a year. That's the plan with this current producing group. They'd like to bring it in. Our sales, when they started, took off very well without any advertising. Right now, we're at a point where we've got 3 weeks to go. And the advertising should get underway shortly. You'll see more of it. So we're hoping for a sellout. It's there's a lot of interest and a lot of talk.
Well, don't be closed out if it is a sellout. So if you have interest in this, make sure you go to the website and get tickets or give the box office a call, because it is likely to be a sellout. And that's going to be on Saturday night, May 21st, 7:30. We have one more thing Jack wants to say.
Well, I was just going to say, one place you probably won't find tickets is under the boardwalk, because that is owned by this great group, the Drifters, and you may be hearing that.
Aha! So what a great segue, because we're going to go close out this segment with Under the Boardwalk, and everybody knows this one. We'll be back after this.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Boardwalk, out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be
having some fun
under the boardwalk.
People walking above
under the boardwalk.
To be falling in love
under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're sitting with Jack Nicholson, the general manager of the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts. A lot of you know it as the former Park Theater in Cranston, 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, right across from City Hall. And that's worth mentioning because, Jack, you have free parking at your theater.
That's right. There's over 400 parking spaces there, and of course this is the weekend, they're all going to be open, and it is free, and you walk right across the street to the theater. We also have valet parking for those who choose to just drive up in front and leave their cars in a valet way, so to speak.
So the choice is yours, valet parking if you want to treat yourself, or just going to be a nice day for a walk, just park across the street right behind City Hall, right near Cranston East High School, and you have free parking. That alone can save you quite a bit of money from those other theaters in the downtown area. So there's another reason to take in the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. We've been listening to the Drifters sing songs about doo-wop style, which is going to be a show called Doo-Wop in the Ocean State on May 21st, 7:30 in the evening. And the Drifters are the featured entertainers that we've been listening to in the first segment. But we have other people that are going to be on the show that day. Tell us about that.
Well, we have the Mystics. They're also one of the top groups of the doo-wop era. And they're coming in right under the Drifters, if you will, as a featured act. They're originally from New York City, I believe Brooklyn. And, of course, in the old days, you think of Brooklyn, you think of Alan Freed, you think of the Fox Theater, you think of the great oldies music, which many of us grew up with,
sure.
Me included, I have to say. So this is going to be a fun time. The Mystics are, they had, their first gold record was their very first release. It's called Hushaby, which I think almost anybody will remember and recognize. It became a top 40 hit, and they went on to bring several other top 40 hits onto their itinerary, if you will, mm-hmm. or list of successes of White Cliffs of Dover, All Through the Night, and Darling I Know Now, plus Don't Take the Stars. But Hushaby, I think, has to be considered the top group.
All right. Well, let's listen to Hushaby.
Take care of the one I love.
Mystics with Hushabye. And another group on the show is has some local ties, right? Ronnie and the Satellites.
Ronnie and the Satellites. A lot of people in Rhode Island will probably remember them from the late 50s through this through the 60s and on. Five young street corner singers from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. They got together and recorded Last Night I Dreamed in 1959, and they went on to several decades of good success. They reunited, recently, I guess it is, maybe within the last 10 years, and they'll be appearing as a special added guest attraction to open the show, along with the Coast to Coast band of Jack Columbos, who's a musician from Brockton, who's actually one of the co-promoters of this doo-wop event, along with Todd Baptista.
Okay, so the Coast to Coast band will be on the stage and doing a lot of the work in the background here, and that's great. So we have three major groups. We have Ronnie and the Satellites, and we have the Mystics and the Drifters. So you don't want to miss that. The date is May 21st, Saturday evening at 7:30. Now, Jack, coming up just before that, you have a great show that's going to be featuring the sister of superstar Barbara Streisand, Miss Rosalind Kind, and it's going to be Miss Rosalind Kind in concert. Roz is a top singer and performer in her own right. She takes a stage at the park 1 week from next Saturday, May 14th at 8 p.m., so make sure you take that in because you've got so many great things coming up here. So Rosalind Kine, 8 p.m. on Saturday night, May 14th. And sister Barbara Streisand, that's pretty neat. She is a very talented lady. And then the day after the doo-wop show, we have a special occasion. We'll be coming in with a show with my group on Sunday afternoon, May 22nd. So
American Acapella, and we're really looking forward to that show. Again, you put on a couple of great shows already for us, and we're really looking forward to this one in the spring.
It's going to be a lot of fun. American Acapella is the name of the show that we've been using, and we've been bringing in some of the best acapella groups in New England. And this is going to be no exception to that. This will be Sunday after 3 o'clock start time, a little later than usual, because we have some special guests. It's Armed Forces Weekend, so we decided to do a tribute to the armed forces, and we'll be singing some patriotic songs. And when I say we, we're talking about the Narragansett Bay Chorus and the Coastline Show Chorus and quartets that we will mention in a few moments, but a lot of a cappella singing. But our special guests are going to be out of the a cappella world. It's going to be the American Band. And we have a lot of fans of the American Band in Rhode Island and southeastern New England. They're America's oldest band, oldest continuing operating band, directed by Dr. Gene Pollitt. And we expect to have about 60 of them on stage. So that's going to be pretty amazing. And we'll talk about them towards the end of the segment. But right now, we want to get you into the a cappella feel. We've been listening to doo-wop, but we want to give you a little a cappella feel. And one of the things that that my quartet has a lot of fun with is not singing just a lot of the old familiar show tunes and so forth, but a little gospel music once in a while. So, Jack, I'm going to play you a gospel tune done by my quartet called Roadshow. It's a Bill Gaither song. Anyone that's into gospel music knows that name. He wrote it. I did a show with him a couple of years back and asked him if we could do an arrangement of it, and he said sure, and he gave us this tune. It's called On My Way to Heaven.
Well, I'm
on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. On my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. 'Cause the devil can't do me no harm, no harm.
I remember the day that I found you.
Star. I remember the time that I knelt at the altar and it changed this poor boy's heart.
Well, I'm sanctified and holy and I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm sanctified and holy and I'm so, oh, oh, glad. Sanctified and holy and I'm so glad. 'Cause the devil can't do me no harm.
Telling me God's not living.
Oh, he's living.
There's no use to weave that evil spell.
I talk this morning
to the great and mighty power, said he is alive and well. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Well, I'm so glad.
Oh, don't you know?
I'm so glad. So glad
the devil he don't like it,
and I'm so glad
the devil he don't like it,
and I'm so glad,
'cause the devil can't do me no harm.
Oh no, no,
devil can't do me no harm.
Don't you know well,
the devil can't do me no harm.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jack Nicholson from the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. And Jack has been telling us about two great shows that are coming in May. One on May 21st at 7:30 p.m., Doo-Wop in the Ocean State. And then on the following day, May 22nd, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, will be American a cappella with the American Band. We'll tell you more about that in a few moments. But Jack, tell us about the theater and what does the future look like as far as things going on?
Well, it's really a great variety. We never know what to expect next, but there's always something out there waiting to come in, and we're glad of that. The month of June is going to be filled with Rhode Island dance groups, dance competitions, dance recitals, a lot of very nice groups, families, the little ones, the maybe not so little ones, mm-hmm. performing. We have five different dance organizations coming in June. And starting that month off, however, another sort of a prestigious event for us, Opera Providence is coming in for the first time with three shows on June 3, 4, and 5, that very first weekend in June. And is looking beyond that, two shows of a similar type for your audience, I suspect. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is coming in. We hope to announce that shortly. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, big band and singers, July 27 looks like the date. And then right after that, we're going to be bringing in a Boston theatrical show that we also hope to announce soon. The Story of the Andrews Sisters, the most famous group of its kind in the 40s and 50s, the Andrews Sisters, and it's called Sisters of Swing.
Wow!
I went up and saw the show in Boston 4 years ago in lieu of coming into the park. It's been that long,
yeah,
and it was fabulous. My wife thought it was terrific, and they actually set a box office record at this theater, and it still stands.
Wow, that's great. So some wonderful things happening, the dance groups you talked about, and Opera Providence, who is a good friend to Conducting Conversations, Dr. Robert DeRobio, and his group will be there on June 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., and then on the 5th, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So make sure you take in Opera Providence. They're going to have a wonderful program, quite a large cast, and be a great venue for them, I'm sure, at that. And so then those other shows you mentioned, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Wow, that's going to bring back some memories for some people, too. So we're giving people a lot of memory tests here, from doo-wop to Glenn Miller to the Andrews Sisters to Barbershop and a cappella.
A lot of similarities there.
A lot of similarities, yeah. But a little bit of something to change the pace.
A little bit different in each case.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So that's great. And those dates are all available by checking out their website. And once again, Jack, people, just to make sure they remember the name of the website.
RICPA.net, RICPA.net will get you there, as will Park Theater. So each will work.
All right. And you can check out all the wonderful things happening. And the box office is open every weekday and Saturday afternoon. And so you can just walk down there, take a nice stroll down, stop in and buy tickets. It's a great, great thing to be doing. And remember, Mother's Day is coming up next week. So here's a great opportunity. Stop in the theater, buy some tickets for one of these shows or several of them, and use them as a Mother's Day present.
What a great idea. Mike, I wish I'd thought of that.
There you go. And you can even have dinner at the theater and tie the whole thing together. What a wonderful Mother's Day treat that would be. It doesn't have to be on Mother's Day. You give her the tickets so that she has something to look forward to on the weekend of May 21st and 22nd.
A pretty unique gift indeed.
Sure, there you go. All right, we mentioned this May 22nd show, which is near and dear to my heart, and the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which is a long-time group, one of Rhode Island's oldest groups. In fact, they started in 1948, are still going strong. As a matter of fact, since I've seen you, Jack, once again, they've won another district championship, which means they are the best chorus in all of the northeastern part of the country, and will be going on in another month or so to the international competition in Kansas City. So the group is looking forward to that. It's a group of male singers between the ages of, I would say, 16 and something. And we have a lot of different age groups in there, a fun group. If you haven't seen the Narragansett Bay Chorus, we sing a lot of show tunes, gospel tunes, fun tunes, old-time songs, and even a song. Jack, this next song I want to play for you, you might not be aware of this, but our group travels a lot. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, actually.
We actually traveled down to an island. And we were doing some shows down there, and we were taken by the fact that there were a lot of turtles on the island. And one of the things we found out is that the turtles can sing. And we didn't know this, of course, and we were very taken with this. And they not only sing, but they harmonize, which was akin to us. And so we asked to sing one of their songs, and we've got a brand new CD out with it. And this is one of the songs that the turtles taught us to sing.
Do 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 do. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up.
Ba 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 ba
get it. The turtles.
The turtles. Those now turtles. You get those turtles. Right. There we go. See, a little stretch there. But I owe that introduction to a man named John Woodhouse, who came up with that and does that on our shows. And that's the way he introduces the song. So I thought I would use it here. Now, getting back to the theater and the property in general, you have a kind of a long-range plan. You've got a year under your belt or a little bit more, and things went very well. You had some sellouts. You had lots of different kinds of music, right? And now you're looking down the road to bigger and better, right?
Well, that's it. We've got it's really a five-year plan. We've got a couple of years ahead of us that we can see more clearly than beyond that. But we've got a beautiful complex there with a restaurant and a lounge and a cafe. And we're just about to rebrand that. And it's going to be known as the Stage Door Cafe, with all of the accoutrements of that kind of an ilk and image. It ties in nicely with our theatrical and concert plans.
Sure.
We've had film premieres. We just had one on West Africa last month. And so we have that type of thing I forgot to mention. And we have a jazz brunch every Sunday morning that in the lounge upstairs, which has done very well. It's growing pretty fast. And that's led us to look at Scullers in Boston in hopes of emulating what they do to a degree with cabaret up in that lounge next door to the theater. So you're going to have a lot more variety even in that next space.
So that's great. So once you get familiar with where this all is and where it's all happening, you can spend a lot of time there. That'd be great. You have the jazz brunch. That sounds like a wonderful thing. Is that going to be every Sunday or certain Sundays?
At this point, every Sunday.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Take that in. That's another great opportunity for you. And now getting back to the show on May 22nd, Sunday afternoon, the American Acapella with the American Band. The other co-sponsor of the show, the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which I talked about, the group that I sing with. The other co-sponsor is the Coastline Show Chorus, and that is a female group of just under 100 women that sing and perform in the same style that the Narragansett Bay Chorus does, and they are a championship group in their own right, where they're going to be going off to their international competition after they won their region of all of the northeastern part of the country. They'll be going off to Houston, Texas in the fall, competing at their international competition, and they've always been ranked in the top 10 in the world. So they are really a spectacle to see. A lot of singing and dancing by the Coastline Show Chorus. And this song that we're going to play for you is a song that features one of the voices in the show chorus, Cheryl Bruskett, who is a championship singer herself, and a tune that you might recognize called I Will Survive.
And I grew strong.
One, two, three!
And I learned how to get along, and so you're better.
Well, Jack, it's been great having you in and talking about the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts and all the wonderful things happening there. It's amazing the different kinds of events. I know you've had feature films that have premiered there. You've had lots of different jazz shows. I remember I was there and you had...
Johnny Pizzarelli.
Pizzarelli was there.
And then Carmen Montero did the Carmen McRae tribute,
yeah,
which was great. We even opened with the Moscow Circus, so it's been a real mixed bag.
A real mixture of entertainment. That's great, and you have the things coming up. The two things we've been concentrating on today are May 21st, the doo-wop in the Ocean State, which will be at 7:30 on Saturday night, and then the following Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, is going to be American Acapella with the American Band, and that's going to be quite an event, because not only is the American Band about 60 pieces, full band with all the big instruments going to be on the stage, but the finale will include the entire cast. So we'll have the 80 or so members of the Coastline Show Chorus and the 40 or so members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, the quartets that are going to be involved.
Sounds like 200 people or more.
It's going to be about 200 people jammed onto that stage with a patriotic tribute. We'll be singing America the Beautiful with the band and a special arrangement of Let There Be Peace on Earth that was arranged for us. So it's going to be a pretty amazing show.
Sounds beautiful.
And if you would like tickets to that show, I can give you a number to call right now, which is 401-437-6043. 401-437-6043. And if you would like tickets for the doo-wop show, you can call the theater at
of course, 401-467-7275, which, by the way, spells park, 7275.
There you go. And if you want to go online, it's very easy also. It's RICPA.net, and check that out. And then if you need more information, there'll be a link there to get together with the Narragansett Bay Chorus and the Coastline Show Chorus also.
Will you be selling tickets in the lobby on the day of your show?
We will have tickets available, as long as it's not a sellout. We will have tickets available that day, so you can come into the lobby that afternoon. I'm sure it'll be a bright, sunshiny day, and purchase tickets. So make sure you take advantage of that. And Jack, thank you for coming in and bringing all this information to us.
You're welcome, Mike. It's good getting together with you like this. We appreciate that.
We'll have to do it again soon. And remember, doo-wop show. An American Acapella with the American Band. That's the weekend of May 21st and May 22nd. Right now, we're going to go out listening to the American Band, and this is a piece of music that was written by the world-famous John Williams, and he wrote this for a movie. It's a movie entitled 1941. We'll listen to as much of that as possible until we have to fade out and get ready for next broadcast. Thank you for listening. And see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.